Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome you to our build up today, our build up session. I thank God for all of you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your loving kindness and for your grace. We thank you for this precious moment to receive your word that builds our faith, in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I bring you God's word on a title, A Wonderful Inheritance. A Wonderful Inheritance. And I'm reading from Psalm 16. I'll read from Psalm 16, verse number 6. Psalm 16, verse number 6. Let me start from the New Living Translation. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. Did you hear that? He says, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. This was David, inspired of the Lord in the Old Testament. Remember, David was a prophet. He spoke these words prophetically because these words were to be actualized, fulfilled in Christ Jesus through his redemptive work for us. He says, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. When you read in the Amplified Version, he says, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good heritage. Do you know that you have got a good heritage in Jesus Christ? Do you know you have got a wonderful inheritance? Do you know there's something that belongs to you because you belong to Jesus Christ? Are you aware of that? He says it is pleasant. He says it's a wonderful inheritance. Stop looking at the shadows. Stop looking at the world's description. Look at your father's description. The Bible says, let every man be a liar and God be true. Live by the truth of God. He says, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. God did not plan that your life is going to be a misery, to live a miserable life here in the earth. No. Look here. When you are born again, God gave birth to you through the gospel and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that made God your father. You have to understand that. So how would God leave you here to suffer in the earth? What is the description of his love? That would not fit into God's love. He planned out something for you. He designed something for you. Oh, glory to God. He says, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. You have got a wonderful inheritance in Jesus Christ beyond human comprehension, beyond the description of humanity. What you have, what belongs to you in Jesus Christ. Now, for a moment, don't think about your yesterday experiences. Don't even think what you are experiencing right now, so that you may say, oh, but it seems it's different. Let me tell you something else. Accept God's word. Let the word of God fill you. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You see, the word of God is the material that God gives us to help us walk in the direction that he wants us to walk and experience his blessing. You have to understand that. How important the word of God is. The word of God is like a transporter. It transports you. You see, it transports you to the place where God wants you to be, and that place is already where you are, but maybe you are not experiencing it. So the word of God pilots you, carries you. Glory to God. That's why Acts chapter number 20, verse number 32, the Bible says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. The word of God delivers into your hands inheritance. All of the word of God empowers you to walk in your divine heritage. in this wonderful and pleasant inheritance we have in Jesus Christ. No child of God is poor. Child of God, listen to me. It doesn't matter how much money you're getting every day or every month, wherever you are working. Don't measure yourself by your job. Don't measure yourself even by the business that you're doing right now. No, your measure is the word of God. You are defined by the word of God. Let these words change the way you think. Bring a metamorphosis in your life. Let these words renovate your mind. You have been thinking lack, penury, and poverty. No, think this way. You have got a pleasant land. Thank God, you can say like David. He says, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. Glory to God forevermore. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let me give you a further description of this wonderful inheritance. Let me break it down for you. You see, let me break it down for you. This pleasant land, recognize it, that you have got something wonderful from the Lord given to you. You have it now. You have it now. You are not poor. You see, say, I am not poor. I am not impoverished. No. No. I've got a pleasant land. I have got a wonderful inheritance. How could you have poverty in the wonderful inheritance? It does not make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You see, poverty is not God's plan for your life. No, you are not made in Christ Jesus to live a life of begging and struggling. No, it doesn't matter your experience. What will change your experience is your faith in God's word. What will change your experience is your acceptance of God's truth. When you fully align, receive these words. Receive these words. You will begin to walk in your heritage in Jesus Christ. Blessed be God forevermore. Let me show you Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 8. A description of our inheritance. This pleasant land. This wonderful inheritance. Glory to God. And you know, let me tell you something. This message is important. You know, we live in such a day, in an hour, out there, where there's a general outcry. Outcry. You go to the news media, they're all crying about the economy crisis. The economy is not moving nicely and all of that. Well, scientifically speaking and on the basis of whatever instrumentations they use, that could be it. But remember, you live in a higher world. You live in a higher kingdom. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. If his kingdom was not of this world, that means Jesus was governed by other principles. He was governed by the other principles. You have to understand, because that other kingdom, which is a higher kingdom than the kingdom that people can relate with physically, in that kingdom, we also have got principles. And that kingdom is more powerful and exerts its influence on the kingdoms of men. So we live by these higher principles, not by the principles of men that we use. No. Jesus says, the kingdom I have, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. You can talk the same way. My kingdom is not of this world. That means the kingdom to which I belong is not of this world. The Bible says, even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. Let the word of God condition your mind and your heart and inform your perceptions, even the way you see yourself, the way you see your life. You're not like everybody else. No, you are a new creature in Jesus Christ. You belong to him. Glory to God forevermore. Wow, 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 wow. I got lots to share with you, but let me give you verse number 8 of Ephesians chapter number 3. The Bible says, to me, though I am very least of all the saints, I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. He says, to me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending. Now, I want you to listen carefully to the description of this wonderful heritage you have. This wonderful inheritance you have. Look at that. He says, unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ, wealth which no human being could have searched out. That is the description of this wonderful inheritance you have in Jesus Christ. There's no poverty there. He says wealth which no man could have searched out. He says it is immeasurable. He says it is inexhaustible. That means, listen, it doesn't matter even if somebody else says, I'm not going to give you a job. Listen, you are not at their mercy. You are not at their mercy. What is granted you, what you have in Christ Jesus, he says it's immeasurable. It's inexhaustible. Don't think they have exhausted it. Lego parada kasia. You may be listening to me. You don't have a job yet, or you have not started a business yet. Listen to me. Don't think people have exhausted everything. They have exhausted all the opportunities and you become stranded. Child of God, listen to me. You are not stranded. Kepora kasatara diabantarabosia. Oh, you're not stranded. What belongs to you is incalculable. What belongs to you is inexhaustible. No man can exhaust what belongs to you. It's immeasurable. This is the description of the wonderful inheritance you have in Christ Jesus. He calls it the pleasant land. David says, oh, the land you have given me is a pleasant land. Thank God for the inheritance you have in Jesus Christ. Blessed be God forevermore. And remember, Romans 8 verse number 17, the Bible says, and if we are his children, that means God's children, then are we his heirs also. Did you hear that? If God produced us, gave birth to us, then it means we are heirs of God. That means we have got an inheritance in the family of God. And the Bible says, heirs of God and fellow heirs. You see, the King James says, joint heirs with Christ. That means sharing his inheritance with him. What belongs to him belongs to us. We are joint heirs with Christ. What belongs to him belongs to us. Do you understand that? No child of God is poor. You see, this message as I'm bringing to you, one of its effects is innovativeness. Innovativeness that is empowered by the Holy Ghost. Katera, parousia, kater, peshekito karabayas. Yes, this message, as you say yes to it and say amen, is opening to you doors. These are doors that already belong to you. Because you see what? You are not meant to struggle. No way. No way. That is not your life. When you look at the script, I'm showing you the script. I'm showing you God's design. You see? Don't allow your experiences define you. Give you the definition and give you a theology. No. God loves you. God loves you. The root of your theology is the word of God. The truth, God. The truth of God. You are an heir of God. Imagine if somebody else says, I'm an heir of the president. That means they have got an inheritance in the family of the president or from the president. That would be wonderful. Even before they explain to you what that inheritance is. But by telling you that they have got an inheritance from the president, you would think it is going to be something wonderful. How much more God? How much more God? Who owns silver and gold? Who owns the whole world? The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Masoka tarabazia. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A wonderful inheritance you have in Christ Jesus. This message is building your faith. This message is empowering you with even Holy Ghost empowered innovativeness in your mind. Holy Ghost empowered. And the force of God is opening doors for you. Opening doors for you. The Lord has set an open door. Go and enter. In the name of Jesus. Yes. May your eyes open. You see that door. Go and enter. Never be afraid. Take the opportunity. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have got a goodly heritage. You have a pleasant land. You have got a wonderful inheritance. Never accept poverty. It doesn't matter the amount of money in the account. Never accept poverty. Don't ever say I'm poor. No. Don't ever say so. The Bible says, he became poor for our sake, so that we, through his poverty, should be rich. That is the gospel. That is the truth of God. Thank you, Father, for your children. They are blessed. They are blessed. Yes, that wonderful innovativeness. Yes, is inspired and imparted in their minds by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the truth you have given them today. Thank you. To you be all the glory. For their eyes are open. They are seizing the opportunities and the doors are open before them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. Congratulations. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.